Oh, let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let the light from God's lighthouse shine on me.
Hey, man, let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we just are so thankful for this precious opportunity, Lord, and we've come expecting tonight, Lord, for you to speak to our hearts. And Lord, we just ask that you would have your way in this service, Lord. Take full preeminence, Lord, over me, Lord, as I'm just the speaker tonight, Lord. And each one that's a hearer, Lord, may we each one, Lord, just be in the Spirit, Lord, and just let you have your way. And Lord, just each one of us in our own simple way, say, Lord, just give unto me my portion tonight, Lord. For Lord, we've each come here to feast on the Word, Lord. And Lord, though it may, however it comes, Lord, just let us feast on it. Lord, let it be something that'll satisfy our souls, Lord. Something that'll come in, Lord, maybe give us a boost, Lord. Maybe encourage us. Maybe show me a place I need to press a little harder, Lord. Or whatever it may be, Lord. We just want to commit ourselves unto thee, Lord. And we'll never fail to give you all the glory and the honor that's due you. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we ask these things. Amen. Oh, don't you love him?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. You know, kind of, I was really looking forward to coming tonight and hearing our pastor speak. Yeah. Amen. But, you know, we just do whatever God's got for us. You know, he knew tonight that it was in his plan somewhere along the way that I was to minister tonight, and that's what we'll just do. Amen. Oh, we just let God have his way. You never know from day to day where you may be, what you may be doing. But as long as he's having his way, that's all that matters. Amen. While you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles to Matthew, the 7th chapter. Just a little thought on my heart tonight. Pray it in some way. A lot of these things we've read and heard read and just so much here. But just praying that tonight, some way, somehow, it'll help someone, maybe encourage, whatever it may be. But I just thank God for all he's doing. Thank God for the services we had Sunday and Thursday night. And just thank God for being in our midst, thanking that each one of you come with him. You bring him with you when you come. Yeah. And you bring him and you come in the Spirit with a worship on your heart. You don't come here to be seen. You didn't come here to be heard singing, but you've come because you've come to see God. You've come to talk to God. This is where his provided place. We've come to meet with him, and he's given us this little opportunity, this little place together. And we each one come with that desire in our hearts. I come to see the Lord. I come to commune with him. I come to fellowship with him around his word. Amen. His day is wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. As our brother said, strengthens. You know, you don't realize sometimes how giving a testimony will strengthen yourself. Make a statement. Be bold about it. Voice it. Let Satan know God is working. I see what God's doing in my life.
Amen.
It's good. Amen. It'll draw strength. And then when you can see another brother or another sister stand up and say, let me tell you what God done for me. And you can draw strength from that. Why?
Amen.
Because if he did it for one, he's obligated to do it for you too. Amen.
Yeah.
He's omnipresent. He never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And if I can look back there and see what he done for someone, I've got the same right today to stand on the same promise he give them. Amen. How thankful we ought to be.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Here in the 7th chapter, and we'll start beginning at the 21st verse. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? But then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built a house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. You know, I like how Jesus put that. You know, in the whole thing I want us to catch out of that as he began to speak, he said, in the 21st verse, as he was saying, he said, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And then he dropped down there and he said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them,
amen,
I will liken him unto a wise man. Amen. And that's the point where I want us to see tonight is the greatness of God. And you know, we live in a day and an age where everybody is going to heaven. Everybody thinks we're all going to heaven. And tonight there's people gathered in churches all across the land, all different denominations, maybe gathered in a message church, wherever it may be. We're all gathered for one goal, one purpose. We're to make heaven our home. And each one of us may enter in with that desire. We may come in thinking that's my goal. But nevertheless, there's many requirements. Amen. And you know, it's just like, let's just use a football game. It's something that many people get excited about. Many people get all worked up over. I'm going to a football game, and I'm going to this football game. And they only allot so many tickets. And then you get out there, and maybe one says, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going, but he ain't got no ticket. Ain't got no proof he's even got a ticket. Okay. Ain't got nothing to stand on that I've got that. But Jesus said here, he that doeth my sayings would be like a rock. The winds can blow and things can beat against them and it'll never faze them. And that's where it comes down is, as I was using the football stadium, as a ticket, as a token. As our brother Branham used a train. He used all those different airplane, whatever. You've got to have a token. You've got to have a ticket to get on that, whatever it is you're doing. But there's a proof that comes with having that ticket in your hand. And that's the blessings of God to each one that can see they have and hold that ticket in their hand. In a good, sure way, saints, many say, I believe the message. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe all these things. But their life proves and tells a whole different story. But tonight, as we look at this, I'd like to read here in an absolute. To begin with, but I want you to think about this. Jesus said he would make them like a rock. And I want you to, let's just turn over. Hey, man, I was going to skip it. Let's just turn over here to Peter. Or Matthew, the 16th chapter, real quick. And read this. Amen. Start here about the 13th verse of the 16th chapter of Matthew. And when Jesus came into the coast of Syria and Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said it unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Amen. But I want you to look here at Peter. When God laid this into his heart, when the Heavenly Father, by faith, reached down and gave this to Peter, who Jesus Christ was. Amen. He didn't know all about it yet. He didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He didn't realize the fullness of what Jesus had been speaking to him. He didn't understand all the many things that had happened, but yet it had anchored in his heart that that was the Christ. That was the anointed word for the hour right there in front of him. Amen. And it hit my mind and I couldn't find it, so we're just going to just mention it. But then later it was the 70. Jesus was beginning to speak the word. And all these different ones that claimed to see and know that he was the word. When the word began to come, they began to leave. They began, oh no, we can't go that far. When he said, you must eat the flesh, eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. My, they began to turn, oh no, here he goes. My, we're going to lay that down. Then he turned to the disciples and he said, will you go also? And Peter said, Lord, where would we go? Whom would I go to?
Amen.
Where? It was anchored. He didn't know. He couldn't explain. He couldn't explain any of that, of what Jesus had said to all of them.
at that moment. He didn't fully understand, but there was something that anchored. It didn't matter. He was going to hang on to what he had till more came with it. He didn't care. He was going to stand with what he had. Amen. And that's where I want us to see tonight as we begin to, I want to read this as Brother Branham talked about an absolute here in March the 4th chapter in the 63rd verse. I'm sorry. He preached at March the 4th, 1963, an absolute paragraph 33. And it began here. He says, before you can have faith, you've got to have something to have faith in. And what more can you trust faith in than that in the word of the living God that's created the powers of the Almighty? What more could we put our hopes in? Therefore, it makes you look different, act different. You are looking for God to fulfill His promises. And when difficulties arise like we have now, it is an anchor. It is something that holds you, something that you are tied to. It's a promise that we have been tied to, the Word of God is. Just like the anchor is the absolute to the ship in the time of the storm. The ship can be sailing the sea and the anchor is out in front and at rest. And you people here in Houston so close to the sea, she ships come in. And why carry this excess weight of this great mighty anchor? But you see, when the storms come, the raging storms that rips up the sea and can throw that vessel into the bank somewhere, crash it, turn it over into shallow waters, it gets out into the deeper water and lets down this great huge anchor that's so fixed that it'll drag on the bottom of the sea until it hooks in the top of some unseen mountain. Then let the storms rage if they want to. It's got an absolute. That anchor holds somewhere yonder, but it's tight. And as the ships and the waves around the ship, it's got an absolute because it's tied. And that's the way it is when a man, when he's tied to Christ, to His Word, and he believes it, there is an absolute there, something that holds him. And an absolute is like a North Star when you're lost. When you've lost your directions and you want to find your way back, the North Star is an absolute. Now, there's other stars, but they turn with the world. And as the world turns around them, it turns away from them. And you know, the same morning star is the evening star also, because the world just turned around. But there's one star that does not move, and it's centered right in the middle of the earth. And therefore, it's a sure star. And if you know the North Star, you can always find your way around. But oh, that when a man is lost and he doesn't know just which way to go. Now, I know a star. Before I go on, just think, saints, many of you, I don't know if you've some of us hunt, maybe been out boating or something, and late at night you get out on a big lake, and you get out there in the middle of nothing, and you can't see nothing. Don't know which way's which if you can't see land. But as long as you can find that star, you can know that's north. You can always point your course, always find your way. The same way if you're down deep in the darkest part of the woods, if you can ever get to a spot where you can look up and see that star, you know there's a way you can lead and find your way out of there and get home. And he says, now I know a star. Oh, it's more than a North Star. And to be tied and see His presence, no matter how you're lost or where you are, you can find your way back by His guidance. And that's His Word. It's the way out of all troubles. It's the way to peace. It's the way to success. It's the way to life itself is to follow this star, the Lord Jesus. And now if you are tied to that star, the Holy Spirit is the compass that'll only point to that star. A compass, it is magnetized to that North Pole. And the only way, no matter how much jungle you're in or how deep the thickets around you or how foggy it is at sea, that compass hand, you can turn it any way you want to, and it'll swing right back to the North Star. And it don't matter which way you turn this or how many times you want to treat it, it'll always say the same thing. Amen. It still stands, saints. Amen. It don't matter. You know, as Jesus said, is to do my commandments. There's many commandments, many words that lay in there. I can take myself and I can look into the Word and start as a Christian what my life should be. And then I can look in there and see as a father how I should be a father. Then I can look in there, maybe as I should have started with a son, as a son to my parents. I can look into that Word and see what the Word says for my life to be as a son, as a Christian, to my natural parents, how I should act and treat them. Then as a father, I can look and see how I should raise my children. Then as a husband, how I should rule my home, take care of my home, how I should love my wife, how I should treat my children. All these things falls into that category. Then as a woman, I fall into the category of all the words that's left laying there for him. All of these commandments are left laying there for a purpose. And it's all right here. And many people, they say, I've got my ticket. I've got my token. I've got it punched. I'm headed that way. But their life has proven a totally different stand. You know, a person can get in line at the train station and stand there all day long and just mumble and jumble, oh, I'm ready, I'm waiting on the train, I'm waiting on the train. And when the train comes, if he ain't got that in his hand, it don't matter how long he stood there and how many people he told, he ain't getting on. Amen. But my saints, God chose a people in this age. It's not to him that willeth or to him that runneth, but to whom God has shown mercy. God, what makes it anchor in my heart? That's an absolute. What did I hear when I heard of Brother Brandon? Maybe I heard the message for the first time. What in myself did I anchor and say, oh, that's it? No, but there's a still small voice down on the inside. Maybe the first time you heard it, or maybe something you heard, something that was read to you. There's something down on the inside that began to click just a little bit, just a little bit of a drawing. Maybe more to know more about it. But why you? Why that's not given to everyone, saints. That token is not given to everyone, and it is given by God and God alone. And that's something we need to see more of and take more of assurance in, that I can anchor my soul. No man can come to me unless the Father draweth me. If I have a true drawing in my heart, not to be satisfied till I am just like Christ, not just to be a churchgoer, not just to come in and gather with a group of people and sing songs and worship, but actually have a true desire down in my heart. It don't matter if no one else in the congregation is interested in seeing that life in them. There is a drawing in you, pushing you, forcing you to reach for higher heights. Amen. Though the whole congregation sitting around you don't want nothing to do with it. But God give a special draw to some people to have that. And for those that's got that drawing, he will give them the token. Because he said, full obedience to my word declares, entitles me to that token. So then what makes it there's a drawing in there? What happens? Love out for God begins to form in your heart. And what do? You start grabbing every word you can get a hold of and you want to read it. And then you want to see your life conform to it. And you keep on and keep on and moving on. There's never a stalemate. There's never a slow place once you start moving with God. If there's a true drawing of God in your heart, it never stops and it never ceases. It continues and it gets greater every day, reaching for those higher heights, reaching for a deeper walk in God. And it only comes from God. My saints, as he says here, he says a compass is magnetized to that north pole. And that little thing down inside of you, when God placed it in there, it can't help. He magnetized it to this right here. And it can't help. As that word begins, there's something in there. It just starts that drawing. It don't matter. And it just keeps wooing. And someone may come along and try to tell you that something that was said in there is not that important. Someone may come along and say, well, you don't really have to go that far. But if it's a God-given draw, there's something that says, God says what he means. When I can turn over to Revelation and read the last chapter of what it says, God keeps all his word. Amen. And if I know he'll keep this word for me over here, I know he's going to keep the words at the end of the book also. Amen. And then you can read the book of Revelation and you see to the overcomer, to him that overcometh, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me. And all these many promises he left. And God placed the equipment on the inside. And when he placed that Holy Spirit down on there, he put that magnet drawing in there to draw you to that word, saints. It won't stop till it reaches the place that God's got for it. Amen. And he says here, when you're in, just turn in, and it'll swing right back and point to that North Star. And when you're in trouble and trusting Christ, there's one thing sure. The Holy Spirit will point us to that word that will guide us to the North Star and to deliver of everything we have need of. He is our absolute. And to the man that's lost in the wilderness, the compass is the thing that guides him to the outward. And we're in trouble, there's only one thing that's just as sure as the North Star. As long as the world stands in its position and turns around, the North Star will remain in its place. And saints, this compass, you may come in and be a member of a congregation of people. Can be here, can be anywhere. And you may be pulling on God and wanting and seeing the move of God. And then you look over here and you see one that maybe tells you you don't need to go that far. Maybe they don't want to reach out and go any higher. Maybe they're doing a little something that you just feel checked on in your heart. And that's a wave. It begins to rock your boat. What's right? What's wrong? Where is this? But there is a compass that'll point you. And all you got to do is pick up and look back and see. And it'll show you what is right. What is wrong? This is our absolute, saints. It don't matter what anyone else says. It don't matter. Whatever I have in my life, it's got to line up with this word. And that's where it is. Don't get your eyes on anything else. I tell you what, you take a sailor that's down maybe out on the sea, and he's struggling and lost his way, and he's wanting to find, he ain't taking his eyes off that star. He ain't going to look anywhere else. He's not going to lose his focus. He's going to stay right there. It don't matter how many people may be shouting at him or hollering at him down on the deck. His eyes are trained on what he knows is going to guide him to home. Maybe he knows there's a big rock fall around there somewhere. But he's going to keep his eyes trained on what will lead him out of the way. And saints, that's the way we must do with this word. It don't matter. Each one of us is individuals. We must weigh ourselves and make sure that I am doing the commandments that was left for me.
Amen.
Every one of us, that's the only thing that'll hold me rock steady. That's the only assurance I've got, is when I can see God begin to vindicate his word through me and see that begin to take place and know, saints, that it's there. Amen. Let me see here in the Brother Branham says here in Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, paragraph 7, preached July the 4th, 1963. June, 1963. He says, I believe in the Bible being the full revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I do believe that God can do things that's not written in the Bible because he's God. But as long as we can find it in that Bible as a promise, then we know it's true because the word is true always. And so we believe him to keep his promise. And I believe that he is almighty. I believe he's infinite, being infinite. He knowed all things. He knows all things. And a million years before there was a world, he knew we'd set right here tonight. If it isn't, he isn't infinite. And if he isn't infinite, then he isn't God. So we believe that word, this Bible, is the word of God. And therefore, you can hang your soul upon any phase of it. And that's the only way you can have faith, is to believe. You've got faith has to have an anchoring place somewhere. And it must anchor on a place, and nothing could be more solid than the Word of God, because the Word is God, and that's what the Bible teaches. Therefore, when God says anything in here, and a believer can punctuate it with amen, anything that he says, amen. Do you believe he knew you'd be here tonight?
Amen.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
Saints, that's the thing, is to just grab a hold. Satan will come and try to buffet you and say, you can't have that. You can't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It ain't for you. Try to all kinds of things, but it don't matter what all these voices on this earth are saying. If I can look to this Bible and see that he told me to repent, to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I would receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and if he placed a longing in there to receive it, and if I will follow his instructions to a T, and then continue up line upon line to obey when the word comes, I may not fully understand why this should be this way in my life, but follow the instructions God give in his word. Take him at his word and stand firm with what he give and just obey it. Just say, Lord, let it be to me according to thy will, and just let it work in me. And watch God in his time, just watch it vindicate and come together to bring about the promise God made for each one of us in our lives, saints. Because we can try to stand. It's a life we can't live ourselves, as our pastor's brought out here lately a lot. But God, and that's what I want you to see, when God said, he said, if he that heareth my sayings and will do them, I will make him stand steadfast as he was on a rock. And then he told us, he said, no man can come to me unless the Father draws him. And no one, then anyone the Father has given me, I will not cast out. And he said, I will not lose one of my own. No man shall pluck them out of the palm of my hand. And saints, when you can look into that word and see and realize for yourself, it don't matter who says what around you, when you can see that drawing in your life, and you know between you and God, it don't matter. Maybe you ain't reached the place that you're longing to reach yet. Maybe you ain't to the place in God you want to be yet. And it don't matter how many people come around and say, it's still not for you. Don't, oh, you might as well give up, quit trying. Satan will try. But you just anchor your soul on one thing. He said, if I will draw, and no man can come unless the Father draws. And then he said, and I will come and make my abode with him.
Yeah.
He will come in and do the work in our hearts and in our lives, saints, and bring it all about. But the steadfastness can only come through Him, saints. You can't get steadfastness just coming to the church and hanging on the preacher's shirt tail. You'll never have steadfastness. Or grabbing a brother by the hand and saying, "Brother, I believe just like you do. Let's fellowship together because I believe like you do, and that's the right." No, it's got to line up with the Word, and that's the only assurance. You might act like you're all assured. I know I'm going in a rapture. And know your life's not attaining to the Word. Knowing you're not backing up. Maybe knowing that it's just, "Oh, I don't have to worry about that. I'll let that slide." No. When you lay down at night in the darkness, you know there ain't an assurance in your heart. But there is a special chosen few on this earth. God said He would make them like a rock. They would have a rock steadfastness assurance in His Word. There is a deep settled peace that comes with it. They don't worry. They don't fret. It's settled. It's there. It's rooted and grounded. And they know without a shadow of a doubt, heaven's going to be their home. My saints. As He says here, let me skip over here, an identification. Because that's it. There is an identification that comes with having that receipt. When you got a receipt in your hand, it's there. You can show it to everybody. And that's what many people lack. They don't have no identification. They say they got it. And they can't line up with the quotes. They can't line up with the Word that's been left for this day. And it shows it's lacking in their life. You can't help it. You know, we've got a little book and it had pictures of different trees in it. Of apple trees and pear trees, and they were pointing, the kids were kind of talking about it, and I just got to thinking, you can't hide what life lays within something. You can try to smother it, you can do all you want, but that life's going to show forth what's laying inside of it. God put that law there, why? For life out here to reproduce, yes. But why else so a genuine true believer in this age would know what was truth? In an age it was so dark, in an age it was so cold, He put a light there that the true believer would be able to lay his hand upon the Word of God and say, "This is truth. This is the light of the hour. This is what's going to take me through." To be able to see that the same seed that was in that Bible was reproducing itself again today, saints. As He says here in identification, preached February 16th, 1964, He said, "Now I hope I don't interfere with nothing, you see, and I wouldn't want to say nothing contrary to what you've been taught. But just so that you would understand what I'm trying to get here as a reflection, you've got to be identified. And if you are and you were in God's thinking at the beginning, see, and was His reflection here on earth, you will bear record of the heavenly as He bore record of the heavenly also. And when He raised up from the grave and was given a body, when we raise up, we'll have a body like His own glorious body. The resurrection is sure, and it's a guarantee. And we have the earnest of it now as the Holy Spirit comes in and identifies us as God's redeemed person. Amen. When you receive the Holy Ghost, your seal to this journey is over. That is your token that you hold that shows that your fare has been paid and you are a redeemed character. And Satan has no business with you, none whatsoever. Just pick up your token and show him. My healing is paid for. My trip to glory is. A token is what you use to write up," as He goes on there, just talk about it. But saints, when you can see that life, when He said who is this Melchizedek? When you receive the Spirit of God, it will throw the mortal life inside of you subject to that Word. It automatically, there's something in there, it starts to move. This starts falling away. That starts falling away. No, it don't all just fall right off. But oh my, it's a continued steady climb. And it's just, the more you see fall off, the more you want to fall off. The more you want to be like Christ, the greater hunger you have. When you realize that there is a freedom of the Holy Spirit, the more of the freedom of the Holy Spirit you want. When you realize you can come in and worship in spirit and in truth, there's more that you want. And when you realize if you carry the things of the world in with you to service, and it dampens the service, then you realize you want to leave those things outside. There's something inside of you that's pushing. Oh, leave that outside. I don't want to take nothing in there with me. There's something that's reaching out for God. You want all God's got for you. You want to give up all it takes. Get rid, shed whatever. It doesn't matter that God can have His way and move in your life. And that's the way it is in our homes. It don't matter. Maybe I've got something. And maybe something just starts pecking on the inside of my heart and just, "Lord, you know, if I would lose that thing, it would give me more time for you," or whatever it may be. There's something in you. It doesn't matter what that is or how dear it was to you. Oop, there it went. Just why? Because it's something on the inside that's hungering, pushing up. And you can't help it. Why? Because God placed it in there. God put the drive in it. God put the desire there. And it's just magnetized to that Word and it can't help, but it's just pulling it back to where it came from. My saints, that's why I know I'm going to leave this earth. That's why I know nothing can hold me down here. Oh my, if you've ever seen a real strong magnet, you can hold on. You can keep from all you want to do, but if it's greater than you is pulling, it'll pull right off of there. And that's the way it is, saints. There's nothing greater than the Holy Spirit. There's nothing greater than God Himself doing the drawing. And that little gene He placed inside, it's got to go back from whence it came. Amen. As He says here, this is in the token preached March the 8th, 1964. He says, God once gave a, paragraph 150, God once gave a rainbow sign for a token. Gave a rainbow sign for a token. And I've just got about 10 minutes in having prayer line. If He ever remained true to that token, and He does yet, all these thousands of years, He has never once one time failed to display it. He was true to that token. Show us that He ever and never will fail to honor His tokens. I don't care. If Jesus don't come for 10,000 years, you have the token. He has still got to honor it. No matter how many things change and whatever more, He has got to honor that token. He said He would, all right. He expects us now to display His token over our God-given faith to every unbelieving called in the nation and in the world that believes that signs and wonders don't follow the believers. But and be true to this token, and it shows that the fare has been paid and we have been accepted for the resurrection, having the token life inside of us. That's a cutting message, but it's the truth. And that's what we need is truth. God, help us to know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I claim that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I believe that God gives the Holy Ghost as a token right now, just before the exodus of the bride going out of the church. I believe there is so much Tommy Rodden and people saying they shouted, they spoke in tongues. I believe in those things, but you can't rely on that. How can you rely on that and then deny the word, see? The token is the word identified in you, living itself out. That God, being His own interpreter, you don't have to say, well, no, you interpret my tongue. That ain't it. He interprets your life by the word. And when He takes your word and what you are, when He takes His word and what you are and identify His word through there, there don't need any interpretation. It's already there. And God does His own interpretation. And we've had these promises for the day. Amen. Amen. And saints, God still is doing His own interpreting. Yeah. For those that is His elect, those that are His bride, that life is beginning to manifest. It's coming out. There is a quickening taking greater place in their heart and in their life. And there's a drawing, a closer walk with Him. And there is a freedom of the Holy Spirit. And my saints, I wouldn't trade that for anything. I once sat where I didn't feel the movement of the Holy Spirit like I do now. Why? Because the people has laid down all of themselves, laid down all their own thoughts and ideas about things and said what? Lord, You show me. Take me back to the Word, Lord, and let that rebuild my life. Let that build the character in me. Let that be my all. Let that be my ultimate. Not what my church creed says. A Catholic, you ask them about what they believe. Well, our book says we do this and we do that and we do that. Same way with different other ones. Well, we allow this because of this and we do that because of that. No. Well, when you should be able to just read this up and say, this is why I do this. That's why I do that. Amen. It's laying right there. And it is an ultimate to a world that's dying, to a people that's lost all hope and may be lost out in sin, to the sinner that may still have a hungering, so there may be a drawing in his heart. There is still life to be there. There is still a life to be had. If there's a drawing inside, run while it's drawing. Push with all you've got. If maybe you're sitting in a cold, formal church. Maybe you're sitting in a church where people don't care what the word says. Maybe they don't really have that, but down in your heart, there is a hunger. Down in your heart, there is a longing. Reach out. There is something there. There is a deep that calls to the deep, and there is a deep that will respond to it. But if you feel the draw, oh, make that step towards God and say, Lord, let show me. Take my hand, Lord. Amen. Don't depend on a man to take your hand and lead you through, but just say, Lord, here's my hand. Show me what I need, Lord. Let me be humble. Break me. Mold me. Whatever it takes, Lord. Shake me down, but Lord, lead me on through, Lord, to what You've got for me. Many times in our lives, we reach places we don't know what to do. Well, maybe an obstacle too big to handle. Oh, I don't know. I'm lost. And maybe we may go seeking someone that's been in the same circumstance in this life and say, how'd you handle? What did you do? But oh, when you feel that down in your soul, there's only one thing you can turn to, and that's turn to the Word of God. Amen. He is His own interpreter. Amen. He will interpret the Word to you. He will bring His Holy Ghost and teach you and guide you into all truths. Oh, my saints, He will lead you to where there's water flowing abundantly, lead you to life. Just wherever God leads you, if He draws you out of one and leads you someplace else, just keep pulling on God and let Him lead you to wherever He would take you. My, just follow the word, whatever. It doesn't matter who speaks, as long as it's the word, saint. Amen. Following it, always. making sure that it's the life behind the name. Oh my. He is the great I Am. He is the all-seeing eye. He's watching over everything. You know, his eye is on the sparrow. Oh my, how great he is. You know, I read a little article coming. One of the Voice of God recordings sends out a little book, and I don't know, some of you may have got it, but it was talking about an eagle, and they said they've scientifically proven somehow that at a mile above the water, an eagle can see the fish under the water. If God's so great, he can put that in a bird's eye, how much greater is he to lead me to what he has for me in this life? It don't matter how low I may be down, he can still see where I'm at. He can still reach to the lowest depth. It don't matter. It don't matter what I'm stuck in, he can still reach and pull me up. He can still see me. His eye is still on me. If there's a drawing in my heart, it don't matter how low I've sunk. It don't matter where I'm stuck in the mud now. God can still reach his hand down and pull me out. He's still there, saints. He can pull you out, whatever it may be. Just reach out. Reach up to him and then let him get a hold of you and lift you the rest of the way out, saints. My, let him do it for you. Amen. As he says here, and this is in the absolute same message I was reading out of. Amen. That preached March the 463 on paragraph 44. He said, there is no fear to the sailor how hard the ship is being buffeted by the waves. Amen. Let me see if I want to back up. Yeah, let me back up to paragraph 42. As long as there is an eternity, Christ will ever be the Savior and the way out of every problem, every difference, every trial, everything. Therefore, when we are tied to him, we don't get frustrated and all worked up like the world does. Oh, what will we do about this? What will we do about that? We seem as if we've not even anchored. But a man who has anchored his soul into Christ Jesus, his trust there, knowing when he asked the Father anything in his name, Jesus said, I'll do it. And that settles it. That settles it. It's the amen. It's the absolute. It's the ultimate. When Jesus said, ask the Father anything in my name and I'll grant it, that's an ultimate. And whatever you have need of when you pray, you believe that you receive it and you shall have it. That settles it. That's all of it, see? If we've really anchored and believe it and we've made him our absolute, because he does, he is the absolute that takes us from all fear. And there's no fear when you're really tied to the Rock of Ages. There's no fear to the sailor how hard the ship is being buffeted by the waves as long as that anchor is holding in the top of the mountain yonder. Why, sure, he knows the ship is going to stay up. It isn't going against some rock somewhere. It isn't going to get in some shallow water and be turned over because it's got the absolute anchored in the top of some mountain. And when a man can pray the prayer of faith and anchor his soul yonder in the Word of God, where all heavens and earth will pass away, but that word cannot, there is no fear. Let them come. Say whatever they want to. Our faith is in God and God alone, and we believe it. Amen. My, it don't matter what state you may be in or where your situation. Always look to God. Turn to God when there's a problem in your life. Whenever there's something you need, whatever it may be, spiritually, financially, whatever, he is the provider of everything we have need of. And he's always waiting to make those promises come true in our lives, saints. But my, like I said, it don't matter. I may feel I'm low and I may feel I don't have a chance. Maybe some man told me I don't have a chance. Maybe somebody told me you're lost and there's no hope for you. But let God, by his word, search the scriptures and see if God through them won't give you a freedom. Set you free and let you reach out into the spirit and let him lift you up into his arms and say, son or daughter, let me show you what I've got for you. Because there is a spirit of truth. Mine, it will set your heart free. And the more words it comes, it begins to lift them fetters off. When you see in the word it says to repent, and you do, and then you're baptized, and you follow, there's a great weight that comes off of your shoulders. And then it all falls away, and then God just continues to bring his word, and as you see more fall off, the lighter you get. And what begins to happen, it becomes a joy of your salvation down in your heart. It becomes a jubilant of joy down your face shows it. Everything about you will express that there is a life down inside of you, reaching out, growing, climbing. And my saints, I want to see it grow more. More in my life. I want to see God do more in my life. More, not great things. I just want to see greater, more of him living and less of me in all situations of life, whatever it may be, that he would be more glorified through my life. You sisters may come to the instruments. Let's turn over here to Romans, the 8th chapter, and I'd like to read this as we close. Very familiar. But as I was thinking
When I read Psalms 103 there the other night, I was going to use it as part of. But David, when he was speaking here, he said similar to the same thing here. In the Spirit, the Holy Spirit speaking through David to write these Psalms. You believe the Holy Spirit moved on David to write these things? David didn't know a lot of times what he was even saying when he said these Psalms and the things that came. But he wrote as our brother preached the message, led by the Spirit of God, holy men. Oh my, God moved upon them. And in this utterance of the Holy Spirit, they begin to write or speak, whatever it might have been. But David hears he was speaking as he says, for he knoweth, the 14th verse of Psalm 103 real quick. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, remembereth that we are dust. And as for man, his days are as grass, and as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness on his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Amen. Isn't it something how the Holy Spirit, speaking through David, telling all these wonderful, beautiful gifts and promises to his bride, but then he put it to those that keep my commandments. That word still holding a standard. My saints, God expressing that there would be a people that he would do all this for and hold steady. And then here in Romans, the 8th chapter, and let's just begin there at the 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own life, his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not give him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, and who is given to the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Why? Because he first loved you. Amen. It wasn't of works. It wasn't what I'd done. But oh, because of grace, he placed me here. And by grace, he placed within me something that would hold through all the storms. Something that would point me back to his word in all things. A drawing that will never cease till I stand on those streets with him. And I'm able to worship him and to praise him. Why? Because of him. Because of what he's done for each one. And he's still doing it for those that want it. For anyone that's willing to receive and that feels that drawing of God down in their heart. He said, come to me, oh, my saints, for any that fill that pool. Give your all to him. Run to him. Let him take it all. Just fall down and just become as nothing. And just say, Lord, here am I. Do it through me. Amen. That's still my desire. That's still my prayer. Lord, here am I. Just let me lay here, Lord. Let me stay a bit humble. Let me stay out of the way. And you just continue to mold me, Lord. You continue to live greater through my heart and through my life. Let me continue to decrease. And you just continue to increase. And Lord, let it be to me according to thy will. Amen. Let's all stand. My, I pray somehow it's been an encouragement to someone. I pray somewhere it's helped someone. Maybe it'll cause someone to press on a little harder, move a little faster, whatever it may be in our life. We all, each one, are on different faces. But if I don't see that identification, press while there's time. If I don't see that life, press if there's something in there. Push with all that's in you to reach that place God's got for you. Continue to move on. But my, can we just sing that chorus one more time? Our brother sang earlier there, victory in Jesus. Amen. Mind, sing it like you've got a victory in your heart. Amen. God has done it all for us. Amen.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary just to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever.
Amen.
Sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Hey, man, let's take it up a little bit. Amen.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me.
Amen.
Yes. With his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood.
Amen. I pray we'll come back Sunday with our hearts burning. I'm praying that God will have his way. Remember our pastor in your prayers. God will continue to strengthen him, bless him, lay upon his heart the things we have need of. If Brother D. Long, our pastor, can't be here, Brother Philip may take it. Pray that God, it don't matter who does the ministering, saints, always pray that God will bring what you need through that ministry. We each one have a different calling. We each one have a different purpose here. But always pray and just say, God, it don't matter who ministers, but Lord, you give me my portion.
Amen.
Feed me, Lord. Give me the little nugget. If only, you know, I may come and you might just get a little nugget. Maybe Brother Philip comes and you get a great big nugget. It don't matter how it comes or whatever it is. My, just take it, just get it and chew on it and chew on it and just let it become so great to you. Whatever, it may be the smallest nugget of the Word of God, but grab a hold of it and let it just anchor in your soul and become great to you, saints. As we ask our brother to come, Brother Philip to come, let's just sing that little chorus. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Amen.
He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's the will in the middle of the will. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Makes no difference what the world may say. I'm going down on my knees and pray. And I'm going to pray, pray, pray until he comes. I call him Jesus. My rock, I call him Jesus, my rock, call him Jesus, my rock, oh Jesus, my rock, Jesus, 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 I call him Jesus, my rock,
amen, he's my rock,
soul, my shield, he's the will in the middle of the will. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Makes no difference what the world may say. I'm going down on my knees and pray. And I'm going to pray, pray, pray until he comes. I call him Jesus, my rock. I call him Jesus, my rock. I call him Jesus, my rock.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Amen. That was wonderful. Amen. I enjoyed that.
Amen.
Really enjoyed it. Yes, I did.
Yes.
Amen. A couple of things struck me. Amen. He read that first verse of scripture there, and Jesus told him, he said, Jesus spoke to him. That's God spoke
yes.
to him.
Amen.
He said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them.
Yes.
Didn't say believeth them.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We can believe a lot of stuff.
Amen.
Amen. But he wants us to do it.
Amen.
Do something.
Amen.
Do something about it.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'll liken him to one that built his rock upon his house upon a rock. And the storms came and the winds blew. And then he finished up reading over in Romans. Amen. Paul saying about all these things, nothing be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Right, Jesus.
Amen.
Another thought struck me. Read over there about he's speaking about old Peter. Amen. And Jesus saying, who do you say that I am? Amen. Now, Peter was an unlearned, uneducated, amen, you might as well say a dummy.
Yeah.
Amen. He didn't know what the scriptures had said about Jesus. He was just an ignorant and unlearned fisherman.
Yeah.
Glory. But who do men say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ. Hallelujah. How did he know it? Amen. The revelation of God just struck him right there. He said, I don't know about what the scripture says about this man, but I know one thing. This is Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
I enjoyed that tonight. Amen. I don't know whether you did or not. I enjoyed it. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for being here tonight, Lord. We thank you for your presence in the service here tonight. We thank you for your word tonight that you brought forth, Lord, to thy servant here tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the encouraging words that he spoke, Lord, and not all the scriptures and the quotes that he brought forth, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for all these things. And we pray now, Lord, as we dismiss from this building here now this evening, Lord, we pray that you just keep your guiding, protecting hand upon us, Lord, and bring us back at thine own appointed time. And may we come with a praise and a worship in our hearts, Lord, a desire in our hearts to draw closer and closer unto you, Lord. And my God, just to meet with you, Lord, and feel, Lord, the revitalization of thy Holy Spirit in our hearts and our lives, Lord. My God, to live and do and be just what you'd want us to be in this hour. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you.
Amen.